Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. About 40% of the U.S. adult population has some form of gastroesophageal reflux disease or GERD. To talk about lifestyle and dietary changes that have been shown to improve GERD symptoms is Dr. Pooja Sekhwani Elias. She's an assistant professor of gastroenterology and hepatology at MUSC. Dr. Elias, tell us briefly about symptoms for reflux disease.
Symptoms for reflux disease can be what we call typical or atypical. Typical symptoms for reflux include heartburn and regurgitation. Some atypical symptoms include nausea, bloating, belching, even some abdominal discomfort. And we also have what we call extraesophageal symptoms, which include throat clearing, laryngitis, asthma-like symptoms, and some patients even present with cough, all that could be related to reflux.
Well, let's talk about what can be done as the first line of defense, managing lifestyle and dietary habits to control these symptoms. How effective might those things be?
Lifestyle and dietary changes are very effective. In fact, lifestyle changes are probably the ones that have proven to be the most effective with studies. And those lifestyle changes include weight loss if you're overweight. They also include changing your eating behavior, and really not eating 2 to 3 hours before you lie down or go to sleep is paramount. And the last thing that people can do is really elevating the head of their bed. If there's somebody that refluxes, especially at night, propping your head up with some pillows could really be helpful.
And if people take this approach to reflux disease symptoms, are they going to see some relief immediately? Does it take a while?
Yes, you can see the effects rather quickly. In regards to dietary changes, you know, the biggest triggers for reflux include coffee, caffeinated beverages, carbonated beverages, alcohol, spicy foods, fried foods, fatty foods, citrus and tomato-based foods. Peppermint can also trigger reflux, as well as chocolate. Those are really the main ones that are going to trigger reflux. Now, every once in a while, I'll have a patient who'll say a certain vegetable can trigger it as well.
And when you mention these foods, is the idea to eliminate them from your diet, to reduce them, or just not to have them at nighttime?
I hesitate to tell my patients to avoid them altogether because that would be a very restricted diet. What I usually say is try to cut that down, and especially in the evening time, I would eliminate them altogether.
For your patients that are diligent about these kinds of changes, are they able to live then with no symptoms, or it just simply reduces the symptoms?
I have some patients who have no symptoms once they've made those adjustments. I also have patients who are adamant about not starting medications, and so they're very good about trying to change their lifestyle. However, even with those changes, there are many patients who will have persistent reflux symptoms.
And they'll have flare-ups from time to time?
Some will have flare-ups. For patients who have flare-ups, they usually are pretty good about identifying the triggers. So some patients will tell me they had some dietary indiscretions, they may have gone on a trip, or just fell out of their routine. And if these symptoms are occurring on a daily basis, it's a good idea to bring this to the attention of your primary care physician.
Dr. Elias, thank you for providing this information about lifestyle changes to manage reflux disease.
Very welcome.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.